Night Basketball is on the air. WOGO's coverage of the Cards is brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Weir's Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, the voice of the Cards, Mark Halverson.
WOGO, your sports station.
Thank you, Dawson Halverson. With me, Colin Nichols. We're atop the doghouse at Eau Claire North High School with the Huskies leading the JV game 59-51. Just 20.6 seconds left, and a timeout is called, and so we'll leave that be. The frustrating thing there, Colin, the Cardinals had about an 8-10-point lead at halftime, but the hometown Huskies have turned the table on them.
Yeah, I mean, watching this game, it's really going back and forth a lot. Eau Claire North's getting a lot of fast breaks, and Chi-Hi just can't keep the ball. They can't control the ball and find a way to score. They are passing it a lot to Eau Claire North, which is typically not what you want to do. But, yeah, it's just Eau Claire North's getting a lot of fast, easy buckets, and that's how they got this deficit.
Let me ask Tony back at our WOGO studios. We've got a bit of reverb in our headset. If there's any way you can take that out, I'd appreciate it on your end. Thanks so much. Again, it's both of these teams at the bottom of the Big Rivers Conference looking for their first BRC win. Chi-Hi comes in here 1-7 overall, and the Huskies 3-5. Chi-Hi's lone victory over Medford to start the season. Meanwhile, for the Huskies, they began in the Wausau East Thanksgiving shootout, downing Wausau East 87-72, then a loss to D.C. Everest 87-65. They beat La Crosse Logan 85-51, and also Wausau West, the team that last beat Chi-Hi, they beat them 72-46, actually, on December 5th, but then losses to Rice Lake, Marshfield, New Richmond, and Toma 67-62, and that's noteworthy, Colin Nichols, because that's the line last time the Huskies played, December 20th. It's been a long time.
Yeah, having a long break like that is sometimes always hard. Trying to find your rhythm again and come out to play these competitive games. Obviously, both teams looking for their first conference win. You have Menominee leading the way in the conference, sitting at 2-0. But, I mean, Hudson's right behind them, sitting 3-1. That one loss, I'm not sure if you have the schedule brought up, but looking at Hudson, they have their one loss. They're 6-3 overall, right behind that Menominee 7-2. So I look out for Hudson for sure. But yeah, this is a big game for if you're looking for seeding wise in the future, and obviously they have to play each other again in Chippewa. So this really can determine seeding wise and who gets home court if they end up getting to that point. And I mean, Chippewa, they just can't get over that last hump to win some of these close games. So I think if they can come out here and set the tone, I'm looking for a big play right away to try to set the tone in this game, and I think they could really surprise this conference.
So 61-54, the Huskies win the JV game, and so the main event coming up, the Chi-Hi boys at Eau Claire North tonight on WOGO. Halle, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. We'll take a two-minute timeout when we come back. The first of two coaches' conversation. First, your head coach, Logan Horn of the Huskies, in 2 minutes. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our communities strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Cardinal pregame on FM 103.1 AM 680, Wogo.com, and live video stream on the Wogo Sports YouTube channel and Facebook. Logan Horn, the head coach of the Huskies here, talking to him as the JV game goes to halftime with the Cards up 25-15. Coach, first off, congratulations on being the head coach of Eau Claire North basketball. It's kind of exciting.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I had to ask you, I said, is it real? You guys truly haven't played since December 20th.
Yeah, it's been a long time. We did have in the schedule not playing at all over Christmas break, give our guys a little bit of a rest after a lot of games in late November, early December. Then Tuesday being postponed really kind of sucks because we were really excited to go out there and play. But, yeah, really, really excited to see where we're at after 3 weeks of good practice.
So, again, yeah, there's nothing like a game, and so the guy's obviously chomping at the bit. Chai Hai did get, you know, a couple of games in a game that we had on WOGO against Wausau there during that. But what about your club? Tell us about your team.
Yeah, we have a lot of really talented guards and a couple of solid bigs. We're going to play really fast. We're really excited about some of the work we did over winter break to simplify some things offensively. We're hoping that we're a little bit more efficient on the defensive end, find ways to rebound against their strength and size, and then get out and run.
You and the Cards fighting for that first conference victory, but with, I'm sure, a hunger and a passion on both ends to try to pull that off tonight.
For sure, yeah, and we've been trying to put our guys in a lot of competitive situations over the last few weeks to try to get as game-like as possible. So hopefully we don't come out with the rust that our JV came out with, but, we'll see when it tips off.
Kind of nice to step into a team that has eight seniors, and Tyler Barrows leads your way with more than 19 a game.
Yeah, really special to have a point guard like Tyler. Guy just works effortlessly. Really impressive guard. And, yeah, these are guys I've been working with since they were in eighth grade. So it's a really special group for me, this senior class, and I'm really glad that I get to lead them.
Terrific. And finally, defending the Cards, what's it going to take tonight to pull this victory out?
Yeah, a lot of really good size for them, and Munson's a really good scorer. Got to be locked in on him all night, make sure we have a hand up on every closeout with Munson, and then inside with Dylan Beck, making sure we do our work early to get position. He's a really strong player, gets to his drop step really well, so got to find ways to keep him off the block.
Coach, good luck tonight and the rest of the season.
Thank you, appreciate you.
That's Logan Horn, as we'll take it back here live, our pre-recorded conversation with Logan, the first-year head coach, as we talk with our color analyst, Colin Nichols, our video producer, Sam Aberle, Tony Stevenson, our radio producer, back at our WOGU studio. Tony, thanks for taking care of that issue there. It's parents' night, so they haven't even started the clock, Colin, in terms of so the Chai boys over here chomping at the bit. You're just a year removed, so you know what that feels like. First of all, what do you think it feels like in terms of the Huskies haven't played since December 20th? I mean, good grief. That's a lot of Christmas cookies and a lot of Christmas ham. between that point and January 9th. That's like 3 weeks.
It's so long. And I mean, some people don't realize how, like, how long of a length it is to not play. And I mean, practice is practice. You're going to work hard. You're going to do all these things. I mean, biggest thing for me is watching what I eat, because you come back and you're
right.
exhausted just by running a few sprints up and down. So, I mean, I know what they're feeling, and it's just it's such a long time to go without playing a competitive basketball game like this. I mean, like Coach said, trying to find ways in practice to keep things competitive and keep situations game-like. I know that's not an easy thing to do, but, I mean, hopefully they can come out and – like you said, shake that rust off, and we have ourselves a good game here.
But also, being parents night in, too. I mean, that's always extra inspirational. You presume that most, if not, you know, most of these parents are probably at certainly the home games and probably as many as road games as they could get to. And speaking of parents, you've got two very special parents. What does parents night mean to players like yourself and these guys?
Well, I think on parents night, it always goes back to, like, so our youth program, Cardinal Hoops. I think it always goes back to Cardinal Hoops. I mean, the tournaments that you travel to, and if your kid's in AAU, I mean, you're going 3 hours sometimes to try and find a hotel and play a big tournament like that. So I really think it's more than just being a parent on Chi-High basketball team. It's also being a parent in Cardinal Hoops when you're in fourth grade. It's also being a parent in AAU if you're trying to do that. And, I mean, a lot of these kids, they're three-sport athletes. So, yeah. I mean, you have parents night for all three of those sports. And, I mean, I don't know, just the...
Now, it's funny you say that, because more and more the perception is there's fewer and fewer three-sport athletes these days.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's a lot more players looking at the one sport that
right.
they like.
Specialization.
And the one sport, specialization, yeah. I know there's a few of them on here that their main sport isn't basketball, and yet, I mean, they're here. They're athletes. They're playing hard, and yeah, I mean, just I feel like in my opinion, I think really, if you're a high school kid, you should go play.
Yeah.
Go play as many sports as you can. Go do as much as
can
do.
I always like the idea that start that funnel wide, and then as you get older, it may narrow, but don't narrow it too soon.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Also, real quick, before we'll take a break, and then we'll come back with a pretty short conversation with Jason Crew, but Chi-High head coach. But what about the doghouse? How do you compare playing here to other gyms?
This, I mean, cities are so close. You're 20 minutes away. You have student sections sitting right next to each other. This was always one of my most fun places to play in. The atmosphere is crazy here. It's just different than playing at home, but it's almost a good different. I like the competitiveness between both teams. I like the heckleness that you get as well. But yeah, this is here, and I'd say Eau Claire Memorial are like top two places to play, just because you're so competitive, you're so close, and I mean.
And you don't get a long bus trip.
Exactly. You don't get a long bus trip.
Right.
That is always great. I know a lot of the times, for AAU especially, I know a lot of these kids. I played with them, and we might have played on the same team together, and then we're playing against each other. So even that is even like a special moment of its own, and it's really cool.
We were talking to Kobe Twyman a little bit. You were a little more. He's out with an injury. Got to be difficult. Here he is watching his guys warm up, but he loves the game. Just a sophomore, a lot of hoops. He'll be back this season, but how tough is that for him and guys who are out with injury like that?
Yeah, I was able to talk to him a little bit before the game. I know he's just itching and scratching to get back out there and play. I know in practice he probably always has a ball in his hand. He probably is dribbling or he's doing something, because I know for sure with Colby, and I mean there's countless numbers of high school athletes that are just not able to participate in the sport they really want to participate in. So it's like, it's so hard, and I feel bad for the kid.
But the good news is he will be back late January, and we wish him the best in his ongoing recovery over these next 3 weeks.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, recovery, it's such a long stretch than it is. It feels so long. It's like you're just wanting to get back out there. And, yeah, we're hoping he can come back soon. And he's a huge, huge piece to the puzzle here, and it'd be really nice to have him back.
Absolutely. All right, now we'll take that two-minute break. And when we come back, our second coach conversation, we'll hear from Jason Prue, the head coach of the Cards. This is Cardinal Basketball on a frigid Friday night on WOGO Sports.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Cardinal Countdown on WOGO Sports, and Chi-High head coach Jason Prue with us now. And coach, good to get back at it. You had the break with the one game we did on against Wausau, but really since Christmas and then the postponement, both teams chomping at the bit, huh?
Yeah, it's been a little bit for both of us. They haven't played since the 20th, and we haven't played since the Wausau West game. We both had the Tuesday conference game postponed, so yeah, we're both teams, I think, are ready to get a game going.
Very competitive game we're anticipating here tonight. Obviously, guys still without Twyman, but it looks like everybody else pretty healthy.
Yep, everybody else is healthy. Everybody else is ready to go. Mm-hmm.
So the conference battle picks up again here. We're getting into January. How about this Eau Claire North Club led by Tyler Barrows?
Yeah, Tyler Barrows is really good. He's been playing with him since he was a freshman, and he can shoot the ball, and he doesn't need much space. So he's going to be a real challenge for us. But we're excited. We have Grant Von Hayden guarding him, and we feel like Grant is one of the better defenders in the area, if not the state. He can really get after him. So I'm hoping Grant can stay with him and kind of limit him.
Is it kind of one of those, I mean, I guess he can pass it and shoot it both, so I mean, you kind of like try to force the other, rather try to see the other guys try to.
Yeah, I think we'd rather have somebody else shoot the ball than Tyler Barrows.
Smart enough. Okay, meanwhile, when you guys have the ball, what about beating these, what do you have to do to break down this North D to win this one on the road?
Yeah, we just run our actions. I like where our offense at. We had a couple weeks to kind of go through some things and fine-tune some things. We've had a lot of offensive breakdown, and we're excited to see what our offense looks like.
North throws a lot of seniors at you, eight of them.
Yeah, eight seniors. They usually kind of reload with a bunch of seniors, and yeah, we got our three that we love, and we got a bunch of younger kids that are ready to play.
All right, Coach, wish you the best. If you're a member, I'd love to talk to you in the postgame afterwards.
All right, sounds good.
All right, head coach Jason Prue here getting ready for Cardinals basketball. Chi-High at the Doghouse against Eau Claire North. We've got it for you coming next in 2 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Hoops.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Cardinals down 12-6, approaching the middle point of this first half. Wide open, Gabauer for three. Got it.
Chi-High.
Kelsey Bremnes finds Claire Ruff, cutting to the hoop, has good position, goes over the top of her defender and scores.
Thornton, a long three.
Whoa.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loans subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Add value and beauty to your home with Post Glass and Mirror. Ensure every day starts better with a gorgeous custom shower door. Did you know that adding mirrors to a room can make it feel 2 times bigger? Post Glass and Mirror has many styles and shapes of mirrors to choose from. And does condensation gathering inside your windows make them look like they're crying? Don't end up shedding tears yourself over high energy bills. Call Post Glass and Mirror today. Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Free estimates. Start today at Post Glass and Mirror.com.
WOGO sports coverage of Chi-High at Eau Claire North boys basketball on this Friday night. Mark Alverson and Colin Nichols. An update from Georgia and the Peach Bowl, where Indiana leads Oregon 14-7. The winner faces Miami in the college football national championship. But our focus on boys high school basketball tonight, as the Cardinals come in here 1-7, 0-4 in the conference against a 3-5 North team that's been on a losing skid themselves and hasn't played since December 20th, plus it's parents' night, so a lot of emotion. Before we get to the Toyson Ford keys to the game, though, Colin Nichols, what about the fact that Grant Von Hayden, he's back? I know Coach proved very high on his defense. Cards really missed him in that loss to Wausau West.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, you can talk about Grant all day. He's a great defender. I mean, he was so annoying to play against in practice, for sure. But, I mean, you could talk about his offense, too. Offensively, he's really good with the ball. He's a really good decision maker, and he's just really quick. Not many players can keep up with him. Definitely not offensively, but, I mean, defensively, too. He's just he makes defenders really, really scrambling, for sure, when he gets to his right, when he gets downhill. And he is very trusted to make the right decision within that as well.
Second leading scorer on the Cards at 10.1 a game. He won Owen Munson, the only two double-digit scorers. Owen at 14.2 a game. But Grant as a point guard leading the team in assists.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just going back to his decision-making. I mean, you trust him to take shots. You trust him to bring the ball down and make a decision that way. And an Owen Munson, incredible shooter. Also very athletic and very just skilled enough to kind of do what he wants. And so with those two combined, I mean, Grant really great with the ball, and Owen just feeds off of that and is able to get a look that he likes.
One of the guys that we are a fan of as well, pretty amazing, Drew Thornton, played a heightened role and late in that Wausau West game. I think he was 3-for-6 on threes. He's still shooting 50% on threes. The 5'7 junior.
Yeah, I mean, you could talk about Tyler Barrow's his shooting ability is crazy. He's been doing it since he was a freshman. But Drew Thorne, I mean, coming out of nowhere, I mean, we saw it practicing with JV last year. I mean, he's a phenomenal shooter. As soon as he crosses half court, that's too much space. I mean, he can shoot wherever, and I personally would trust him taking a shot wherever he would want to as well, because he's just lights out from anywhere.
Yeah. Well, let's get to it then. It's time for the Toyson Ford keys to the game. You'll find a friend at Toyson Ford at Chippewa Falls. Colin Nichols, how about it?
I was trying to think of this. Keys of the game, I think Rochai has just set the tone. Both teams are hungry to get their first conference win. And if Chi High can just come out and come out firing, get downhill, get easy layups, get the shots that they want, I think they could run away with it. I think at the very beginning of the game, coming out setting the tone there is important, and then coming out of halftime as well. If they can do the things they want and get the shots they want, I can see them pulling away.
All right. There you go, Colin Nichols. Tonight's Toys and Ford Keys to the Game brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, in Chippewa Falls. Just real quick follow-up. I think one of the things for the Cards, I mean, because you said practice and game, I guess both of them had a long stretch off. But for North, it's been December 20th. For the Cards, late December to the 29th. So 9 days later, but at least they got a game. But really, probably pretty much of a non-factor because it's been so long since either of them played a game.
For sure, yeah. That stretch in between games, especially for Christmas break, is just so long. So I know both teams are ready to go out. Obviously, they both had a game postponed, which sucks as a player for sure. I mean, it's happy. You don't have to go to school, but on the downside of that, you can't play a game, and that sucks. So I know both teams out here are ready. They're hungry, and they're ready to get their first win.
So for Eau Claire North, they do have, for instance, they have the home court and parents' night, so their motivation, the Cards, hungry as well. One of them going to get their first win in conference tonight. Who will it be? Will it be the hometown Huskies of Eau Claire North or the visiting Chi High Cardinals? We've got it for you. Coming next here on FM 103.1 AM 680 and WOGO.com. This is Cardinal Basketball.
Let 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom visit your home for a free security system consultation. Do you have a faucet that freezes every winter or flooding in your basement? Throw down a floor monitor or install a glass break sensor by your back door, which is the most common entry point for vandals. WWIB listeners get a free pan, tilt, and zoom camera valued at $100 with every security system. Everyone wants an affordable security system after a bad experience. Why not call before? Call a 24/7 Telecom professional today at 231-2000.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
At the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, your wellness journey starts today. With no joiner's fee, no contracts, and no long-term commitments. The only commitment we ask for is the one you make to yourself. Whether you're hitting the gym, taking a swim, or finding your community in a class, the Y is here to support your goals your way. Join today at ymca-cv.org. That's ymca-cv.org, because your best self starts here.
All right, Mark Halverson, Colin Nichols back with Chi-High and Eau Claire North as we're going to get the introduction of the starting lineups, but we know who the starters are, so we'll handle that here this evening. Again, our video producer, Sam Averly, our radio producer, Tony Stevenson, as we bring you this coverage on WOGO Radio and the live video stream on the WOGO Sports YouTube channel and on Facebook. First, for your Chi-High Cardinals, 6'3 and a junior, number two, leading the team in scoring at 14.2 a game, Owen Munson, also starting, 6-foot senior, number three, averaging 10.1 a game, Grant Von Hayden. The third starter for the Cards, 6'3 junior, number 5, Cale Dillenbeck. 6'5 senior, number 21, Conrad Gebauer. And rounding out the starting lineup, 6'2 senior, number 24, Connor Kalinske. So it's Munson, Von Hayden, Dillenbeck, Gebauer, and Kalinske for the Cards, coached by Jason Prue. And varsity assistant Jason Nichols, our own Colin Nichols' dad. Meanwhile, for the Eau Claire North Huskies tonight, 6'5 senior, number 0, Gavin Wise. 6 foot senior, number 1, averaging 19.1 a game, Tyler Barrows. Been a varsity player since his freshman year. 6 foot senior, number 5, McCabe Tessing Ritter. Also for Eau Claire North, 6'1 senior, number 11, averaging 7.6 a game, Zach Shipman. And rounding out their starting lineup, 6'2", junior, number 20, averaging 10.9 a game. Second leading scorer, Robert Hutchinson. So for North, it's Wise, Barrows, Tessing, Ritter, Shipman, and Hutchinson. They're coached by first-year head coach Logan Horn, Eau Claire North alum from 2017. Just 27 years old, has coached these guys since they were in eighth grade. Should be a good one.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if you want to go back and look at the starters for Chi High, you're going to see a lot of height. I think that's going to play in their favor if they do it correctly, but I think they're going to look to go bigger here for sure throughout
all right.
The game.
And we are about ready to tip it off here. The Huskies in the Columbia blue with the white uniforms with the Columbia blue numerals and lettering. And Chi-High in the visiting black uniforms with the red numerals, lettering, and trim. So Chi-High ball as they have it stolen away. First turnover for the Cards. And now we come the other way and then out of bounds for Eau Claire North. So each team with a turnover to get things going. But again, haven't played in a long time. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics, Northwestern Bank. All right, Chi-High ball in the backcourt, and that will be Munson. Brings it across the timeline. Gets it off on the far side. There's the penetration baseline, and just missing off the back iron, Cale Dillenbeck. Rebound the Cardinals, and a shot is up and good. What a tremendous shot for two for Owen Munson.
That was a crazy acrobatic move right there by Munson. But that's kind of the thing he brings to the table. He brings that energy. He brings the athleticism. And, I mean, great shot there for Moen.
So he gets his first two, and the Cardinals go up 2-0. And the foul on, as he hits the free throw, the foul, the first personal and first team on Robert Hutchinson. And now the Huskies in a 3-0 hole into the forecourt. On the far side to Shipman. Fires it baseline, and they're going to toss it out of bounds, intending it for Gavin Wise. But again, this is being reminded they haven't played since December 20th, right?
I mean, that's so hard to go that long right. without playing a game. And, I mean, it's going to show. It showed in the JV game. And then, I mean, hopefully their coach is obviously thinking they can shake that rust off, like right. you said in the interview.
And so now the Cardinals with a 3-0 lead. Try to get it down low. Bounce pass right side. Shot on the way. Off the rim. No good. Missed by Gebauer, and could have had a 5-0 lead, but not to be. Huskies into the forecourt. Again, both teams, it's been a long stretch, but for the Huskies, 9 days longer since they played. There's the shot up on top. No good by Tyler Barrows, and the rebound down to the Cards and Kalinske, and here comes Munson into the forecourt. And he dribbles away from his Huskies defender, gets it off on the left side. Von Hayden back to Munson for three. Rattles out, no good. Huskies get the rebound, and it comes away to Gavin Wise.
That's a great look there. That's exactly what they want.
Getting some good shots here early, just not falling for the Cardinals, except for the one for Munson. 16:25 to go first half, and a nice drive to the hoop and two for Gavin Wise to pull the Huskies within one. Cardinals with that one-point lead into the forecourt, getting it off to Von Hayden on the near side. He'll penetrate. Cutting across the free throw line, finds Munson back to Grant. For Grant now, remember, they played December 29th, but he hasn't played since December 23rd in that game right before Christmas.
He's gone a long time without playing a game as well.
Yeah, they go Munson right baseline, puts it down low, and there's the two, and not Munson, actually. That's Conrad Gebauer getting his first two.
Using that size, I mean, I think that's also, I mean, you want to go back to keys to the game. I think using their size is also going to be up there.
It is, and now the Huskies on the attack, trailing it by three as they come left to right. On the right baseline, Shipman, some contact. He's bumped down, no foul called. With the ball in the low post, Gavin Wise. Scoop shot, no good. Rebound cleared by Kalinske. And Connor plays a lot bigger than his listed size at 6'2", don't you think?
I 100% agree. I mean, he's a great post player, but he's also on his defense. He's pretty quick on defense, too, so he definitely plays a lot bigger than what the roster may say.
Hey, talk about hitting the boards hard. Von Hayden driving and then loses it for the Cardinals' second turnover. And into the forecourt, the Huskies want to run. Barrows misses the driving layup and coming down with the rebound, trying not to travel, is Owen Munson. And we're going to get a whistle, and it's going to be a North foul.
Call a little bump there on number five.
And first personal second team on McCabe Tessing Ritter. And Chi-High will keep it, and now facing that full court press inside of 15 minutes to go here in this first half from the doghouse at Eau Claire North. New addition added just outside to the left. Pretty impressive here. Pretty impressive new weight room, too, huh?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's a lot of these schools are getting these new weight rooms, and they're really nice.
And the football stadium they've got. There's the missed shot from the outside by Munson. No good. Cardinals get the offensive rebound. Gebauer on the right baseline working. Gets it on top to Kalinske. Bounce pass down low. They work it on the outside to Van Hayden. Haven't seen Grant, I don't think he'd take one yet. Maybe one shot. There's the shot from Munson. Comes up short from long range. Tries to chase it down. Out of bounds. And it's going to be Huskies back. Let's see. What's the call?
Oh, they're getting to give it to Chai.
I think Chai is going to keep it.
I mean,
leadership, community, dedication, and teamwork. Dave Check, Victoria Check, and the Check Law Office making you part of the team.
Still not a bad look there from Owen Munson.
Well, you know, Owen didn't get going until late in that Wausau West game. So
sure, yep.
Kalinske down low, working in that low post, double teamed. Finds a teammate, Von Hayden, behind the three-point line. He'll penetrate into the lane. Whistle and a foul. And Grant Von Hayden going to the free throw line for the Cards, where he is only a 36% free throw shooter on the season.
Last year kind of struggled with that as well. I've noticed Chai High, they're running a three high, two low action, which is going to help Von Hayden for sure get to the rim if they can create that space. Conrad and Connor taking those low blocks, and you can get them going as well. So I like this.
Two free throws and the first one off the mark. The foul was on Zach Shipman, the 6'1 senior. First personal, third team foul. Cards have yet to commit a foul 4 minutes into the game. Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services, from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more, large job or small. Call the pros at Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating. Second one, no good as well, so the struggles continue at the line for Von Hayden for the Cardinals. And the ball knocked out of bounds with 13:56 left here first half, and Huskies will inbound on the far side. Tyler Barrows to get it in. The 6 foot senior leading them in scoring at 19.1 a game.
Yeah, they're going to look to try to get him the ball a lot. And what Grant's going to do is he's going to go over every single screen that Tyler Barrows gets. It's going to be a lot, but just anything to keep him off the 3 point line.
Huskies now trying to run their offense. And there's a pass goes through the hands of the intended recipient, Robert Hutchinson, the 6'2 junior, and out of bounds for their third turnover. And again, when we look at heights for Eau Claire North, other than Gavin Wise, 6'5, I mean, you got Brady Andrew on the bench at 6'4", and then, I mean, 6'2", 6'1". So that is high. Size is an issue.
Yeah, for sure. And Chai High, I mean, they got some pretty big players. And, I mean, Connor plays tall.
Big.
He plays big. And I think they can really use that to their advantage.
Von Hayden penetrates. Gebauer gets it down low, trying to hold on to it. Knocked down, recovers it. Munson gets the pass across. They get the wall down low for the Cards. And Dylan Beck will reload. Then the Huskies go after the steal. And Cards just barely holding on to it here.
Yeah, I mean, not playing a long time, and you can kind of see those
There's Munson for three. Got it! And the Cards lead it 8-2. All right, so the Cards by six now. Their biggest lead of the game is Munson with five. And who had that one?
That was Dempsey Bauer for three.
All right, Dempsey Bauer, and he is a 6 foot junior into the game to make it an 8-5 contest. And now Chahai struggling with the ball out on top. Munson, and then, boy, a tomahawk chop, and it's going to stay Chahai ball as Dempsey Bauer, the junior, has brought a lot of aggressiveness into the game all of a sudden. And now Munson having some challenges at midcourt, and the referee even chatting with him. And Gebauer is going to check out in favor of Jacoby Jenkins, the 6'2 junior.
Also, Brady Paul is in for Chahai as well, coming out for Owen. Not really sure what happened there with Owen. I think maybe the North defender kind of chipped his leg a little bit.
Yeah.
Not really sure.
He and Gebauer take a seat for the Cardinals, and now Grant Von Hayden to run the offense for Chai High, leading it 8-5. Jenkins back to Von Hayden. Three-point shot on the way. Dylan back off the back iron. No. Rebound snagged by the Huskies, and Landon Connect, the 6 foot senior, in off Logan Horn's bench. Trying to drive, whistle, and a foul. Zach Shipman trying to go up. 12:20 left here, first half, 8-5. Cards have led all the way so far, starting with 3-0 early on the basket and the free throw. Munson, actually, I said five. It should be six, actually, at the three-point play early.
Yeah, for sure.
First one just grazes the rim, no good. First personal and first team on the cards, Connor Kalinske committing that one. You know, the Cardinals, 61% free throw shooting, but Eau Claire North was even lower than that, I think, 54%. So as...
It's not very good percentages there, Mark.
Yeah, no. So Shipman misses the first but makes the second free throw. We were looking at your numbers from last year, but 35% on threes. Do you remember what you were at the line?
It wasn't very good. I think it's only in the 60s, so I mean, I can't really talk that much.
Huskies turnover, and they'll rip it away and get the basket at the other end for two. Brady Andrew ties the game at 8, our first tie of the evening. Von Hayden into the forecourt. Jenkins in the right corner. Pull up Jay. Got it. Cardinals back up by 2, 10-8.
That was a good move there by Jacoby.
Yeah, he is. He brings some offensive spark for sure.
For sure, yeah. And some energy, it looks like, too.
And maybe not just offense, defense as well. Shipman from the left corner, no good from the right corner. Rebound, Chahai all over it. That time was Brady Paul, the 5'11 junior, who started when Grant Von Hayden was away. And now Paul will bust out for himself down the court, and then losing the ball, Dylan back and out of bounds for Chahai's turnover.
I mean, yeah, you want to talk about another tough defensive kid. Brady Paul's right there with Grant Von Hayden. Quick and just a strong defender.
11:24 left here, first half. And time to tell you that Stelter Incorporated works every day to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest-lasting concrete with a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service. Three generations of turning dreams into reality and always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. Spin move down low. Block shot. Out of there with it is the Cardinals, Gebauer, and the Cardinals into the forecourt now. Gebauer on the right baseline. Waits, gets it on top. Munson's back in the game. Grant Von Hayden's going to drive. Contact, puts it up off the rim. Rolled around like a putt in golf. It just kind of missed, denying Grant his first hoop. Huskies will penetrate down the other end. There's the shot from three. No good for Landon Connect. Cardinal rebound, Von Hayden. 10:44 to go, first half. 10-8 Cardinals have led most of the way. There's the long one. Munson off the back iron. No good. Rebound is going to be saved on the far side by the Huskies. Racing down the middle of the court, putting it up and in, and tying the game is Shipman, Zach Shipman, for two more. To go with the free throw he made earlier. So our second tie of the game at 10. There's the shot up and good. Munson? Munson has 8 already for the card, so he's lighting up for Chippewa.
Looking to get him going early instead of last game where he kind of took him a little bit.
And Huskies miss it at their end, and now approaching the midway point of this first half. And Chahai looking to set their offense with Grant Von Hayden on top. First game for Grant since before Christmas. Looking for his first points of the night. Munson really stepping it up with 8. So far, working a one-on-one, Von Hayden sets his pivot to it. Fade shot off the backboard, no good. Rebound down to the Huskies. Coming away with it, Barrow at the other end. Barrow's blocked by Gebauer, and a whistle and a foul. And not Barrow's, actually, but a different Huskies player is going to go to the line as the foul called on Conrad Gebauer. And that
Gavin
is
Wise.
Zero. Yeah, Gavin Wise, the 6'5 senior. So height on height there as Gebauer gets his first personal and just the second team foul on the cards.
Without Kalinske or...
First one banked in.
Kalinske or Dillenbeck, they're not able to run that three high, two low action. So a little bit of confusion there on the offensive side trying to get something going.
You want to continue to play team ball as much as possible. There's not a shot clock, so
for sure,
be patient, but... Don't force it, I guess. Second one is good as well for Wise. And so he's got 4 points, one of the Huskies starters. So our third tie at 12. Huskies have never led, though, as we approach the halfway point. 9:20 to go in this first half. Munson to Von Hayden in the left corner. Back on top, Munson.
That's
for three.
Space.
Off the rim, no good. Gebauer for the rebound gets fouled. And the Huskies get their fourth team foul with 9:10 to go here first half. And it's going to go on Landon Connect, first personal, fourth team, and Gebauer to the line, where Conrad, a 70% free throw shooter on the season, hasn't shot yet tonight, does have 2 points to his credit.
He did have a mid-range jumper that was short, I believe, earlier.
I had him that he did score two. I had him down for 2 points.
Okay, right? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
So he misses the first free throw. I think I'm missing 2 points, so you have to help me out here. And I've got Munson for eight and Gebauer for two. The second one is good.
Yep, I got that with you.
Who else scored that I missed?
I got Jacoby with
Jacoby with two. Thank you. That's why it's good to have two of us do it. All right, 13-12 game. The Cards by one. Huskies go for their first lead, missing the shot that time on the drive by Robert Hutchinson. So the Cards maintaining it into the forecourt. Jenkins off the pass from Paul. The screen on top, Gebauer. Jenkins, free throw line extended off the back iron. No, fighting for the rebound. Out of there with it, the Huskies. Tyler Barrows. They race it down the floor. Left baseline. Reverse layup is up and no good. Followed up and in for two by Wise. And he's got six to really boost the Huskies and give them their first lead at 14-13.
I mean, he's really their only high
only big guy.
Player.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so.
And the Cardinals with trouble at midcourt. They call a time. We'll take a break as well. 8:29 left first half. Cards down with the ball when we come back on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Hoops.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smiske, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
We got a ball game to call here. We're just visiting, but yeah, okay. 8:29 left first half, 14-13. Well, the Huskies have come back again. Chahai led pretty much throughout, had some ties, but what might Coach Prue be saying in this huddle? You've been in a bunch of his huddles, Colin Nichols.
Yeah, I think he's just telling them to just calm down. They look like they're playing really frantically, and they're not really getting into their offensive sets, so I think they just need to calm down, get into their sets, get into their motion offense, whatever it is, just to try to get something going again and try to start getting a lead and pulling away.
Dempsey Bauer with a three for the Huskies, and Owen Munson had one for the Cards. Cards could use some more help from Munson, who's got 8 of their 13 points. Oh, high dribble there by Munson, and able to pull up then and get it to Von Hayden. Grant covered defensively by Tyler Barrows, so they're covering each other. They're trying to set the screen, Kalinske. And now Von Hayden on top to Munson. Cards will reset the offense here. 8:10 to go in this first half. Down one. And there's going to be a dribbling violation, a carry. And so the Cardinals get whistled for unofficially turnover number 5 here on WOGO Sports. White City Glass salutes all the hardworking athletes for all your windshield, glass, and garage door needs. Call the glass leaders. Call White City Glass of Chippewa Falls.
Talk about Grant's defense all the time. Tyler Barrows, when he was a freshman, there was just no one to be a really good defender until he developed into this really good shooter as well. I mean, his defense is insane as well.
Huh. What a great reputation to have even as a freshman. Wow.
For sure, yeah. And, I mean,
defense is work. I mean, let's just face it, right? I mean, it is just roll up the sleeves. It's blue collar. It's hard work.
It's exhausting after a while, too.
And it's not all the glamour and glory of shooting, right?
And just watching those two battle all the game is going to be a lot of fun there.
And there's the basket for Owen Rupert off the bench, the 6-foot junior, his first two. So Huskies getting some bench points now to grab a 16-13 lead. Cardinals basketball, and they've got one of our faves coming in here, Drew Thornton, the 5'7 junior. He can be instant offense. Love to see him get free behind the arc. And there's a nice steal from behind for the Huskies. Owen Rupert's going to lay it up and in. He took it right away from the Cardinals. Cale Dillon back, 6th turnover for Chi-High as he lays it up and in. Rupert for his second one. And I missed the Cardinal basket.
I believe that was Owen Munson again.
All right. Two more for Munson, and he's got 10 for the Cards. Back within three at 18-15 after trailing 18-13 there a moment ago.
Get a foul
and a
there.
Whistle and a foul with 6:51 left here first half, and is going to go on 24 for the Cards. Kalinske, his second, and the third as the Cards' team. Pretty clean so far for Chippewa and for both teams, really. Only 7 total fouls in 11-plus minutes as Conrad Gebauer going to check back in, the 6'5 senior. Again, mentioning he matches Gavin Wise in height at 6'5. 18-15 Huskies lead, and they've got the basketball. And there's the three from Barros, a little strong, and the Cards out of there with it. Munson with the rebound.
I mean, those are the shots he wants. He wants to catch in quick fire.
Oh, and Owen's pass is picked off. And then the Huskies on the fast break, and then hits the bottom side of the backboard, laid up off and two for number 12, Brady Andrews. So Andrews' second hoop, the 6'4 junior, in off the Huskies bench. And it's a 20-15 game. Huskies by 5. Ben Hayden, a little too strong on the drive, hard off the backboard, and now the Huskies starting to stretch this thing out a little bit. Deflected pass, right corner, open shooter, no, too strong for Shipman. Cards out of there with it. Munson down the far side. Pull up behind the three-point line, gets it to Gebauer. 6 minutes left in the half. The long one from Munson on the money, and the Cardinals get a three-pointer from their leading scorer to pull within two.
Man, that's too much space for Owen.
He's got 13. I mean, he's carrying him.
He's got the green light no matter where he is.
Yeah, yeah.
If he's got a little bit of space, he's going to take it.
Missed shot from Hutchinson on the outside. Whistle and a foul on the Huskies. Well, that was a huge three, though. Down by 5 and kind of the momentum swinging the Huskies' way, and that was a bomb from long range.
That's exactly what you need in that situation. You just need some kind of score, some kind of point getting shot. And I mean, Owen's your guy.
How did you view the line in terms of, did you feel like you had to read, but how far back did you feel like you could go?
How far I could go?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe 2 inches?
No, like the line, I mean, the further it went, were you conscious of that? Like, or you just kind of go with a feeling?
You just go with a feeling. Yeah. You don't really know where you are in the court, obviously, when you're past the three-point line.
Yeah.
So if you're open and you have that green light, you're going to take it.
Yeah. Drew Thornton now with the basketball, the 5'7 junior, three-point shooter, comes in hitting 50% of his trifectas. There's a reach-in foul going to get called on the Huskies. And a moment ago, Shipman got his second, and this one is going to go on Brady Andrew, his first. So they have doubled the Cardinals in fouls, 6-3, and Owen Munson to get it in now. 5:20 left first half, the Cards within two at 20-18.
You want to talk about another kid with the green light, Drew Thornton's that guy.
Yeah, like to get him a little pick and roll action, a little screen opportunity to get that shot. Whistle and a foul as Munson driving. Owen comes in here, just a 50% shooter. So for a guy who is a scorer, and again, a 6'3 junior averaging 14.2 a game, I would like to see those free throw percentages go up. It's a free space in the bingo card.
It really is, and I mean, the more times you get to the line, the better of a chance you are to raise that average.
It's the first one. 14 points, been a huge first half. 14 of the 19, well over 50% of the Cardinals' points. And now he'll get a second one. He's almost going to be to his average by halftime. We still have 5, and he hits them both.
Yeah.
So there he goes. He's 3 for 3 at the line tonight, so he's upping his average. For whatever reason, in the stats service, they're giving us percentages now, but they're not actually giving us all the numbers that set that up, so I can't necessarily do the math. There's a strong inside basket for the Huskies. They get from Brady Andrew, the 6'4 junior. He says, don't look past me in terms of the interior game for the Huskies. He got 6 off the Huskies bench, giving them back a lead now at 22-20.
I mean, he's averaging 2.4 a game as well, so he's well over his average already. And as a coach, you look for those guys of, okay, whose game is it this time? Who are we going to look to step up? And Brady coming off the benches.
Gebauer, spin move, fade, off the front iron, no. Pretty good effort for Conrad, just a little more oomph, could have got it. Back to a tie game. We've had 4 ties already. Huskies 3, rattles out and in for Robert Hutchinson, and the 6'2 junior has his first points of the night to make it a 25-20 lead for the home team. Eau Claire North as Von Hayden in the backcourt, inside of approaching now, 4 minutes left in this first half. Grant on the dribble for Coach Jason Cruz's squad. Head of the wheel. Working on the left side to Dylan Beck. Kale driving. Picks up his dribble. On top to Gebauer. Working on the outside. Thornton no longer in the game. There's the three from Munson off the back iron. A little strong. Fighting for the rebound. In traffic, Gebauer dishes to his teammate, Brady Paul. Paul's going to step away. Paul's going to look up and bank it off the backboard. No good. fighting for the Huskies had it, and then the Cardinals had it, and then the Huskies come away with it, and the foul on Chippewa.
Just a lot of chaos going on, which you're going to have after for not playing a long time, and I like the aggressiveness from both teams, so the looks Huskies like they're going to call it intentional here as well.
Intentional? Huh. Okay, I was confused.
I was going to say that I've never seen that before in a high school game. I don't even think that's a thing.
But it was actually what it was
it was just a common trip foul, which
it was, and so Dylan Beck gets his first personal and the fourth team foul on the Cardinals. Inside of 3.5 to go, first half. Huskies ball in a 5-point lead. They've done a great job on Barrows, really. I mean, he has not scored. Can you believe that?
And he's put up a few shots. I know he had a runner, and I mean, that's a quick firing shot right there.
And there's
like
the missed shot by Connect, no good. And then Munson's pass, and Brady Paul able to get it just in time. And now the Cards into the forecourt now, trailing at 25-20, approaching 3 minutes left in the half. High pass to Dylan Beck on top. Jacoby Jenkins back in for Coach Prue now, along with Brady Paul. Tough man-to-man defense here by Coach Horn's Huskies. Von Hayden sees some daylight. Able to get it to Jacoby Jenkins. Back to Von Hayden in the deep right corner. 2:45 left in the half. Cards down 5, 25-20. Trying to set the screen, Dylan Beck. Jacoby Jenkins, right corner, working on Barrows. Hard to believe they shut him out, and they still have a 5-point lead. Getting his own rebound, Dylan Beck's going to put it up. No, just misses. Out of bounds to the Huskies with exactly 2:30 left in the half.
It's a good look there from Dylan Beck.
But a tough possession for the Cards coming away empty.
Yeah, I know. And they're working hard. They're trying to get a shot going, and they're getting the looks. They just can't get one to fall.
So the Huskies now, the final 2 minutes and 30 seconds of this first half. Look for the Mauer Sperry Insurance highlights of the week on our WOGO Sports social media channels. Follow WOGO Sports on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and TikTok. Brought to you by Mauer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. There's the drive. Huskies down low. Contact. Shot up. No. Whistle and foul. Gavin Wise, the 6'5 senior, to go to the line, stopping the clock with 2:19 left in the half as Dylan Beck picks up his second in a matter of seconds. And he and Connor Kalinske each with two for the Cards. And Gabe Auer with one. That's all five fouls for Chippewa here in half number one.
It's honestly not bad defense at all. If he were just to stay down in that last shot fake from Gavin Wise, I think he gets away with it.
Wise misses that one after making his first two free throws earlier as Dylan Beck will take a seat now on the bench. Munson, Jenkins, Paul, Gabe Auer, and Von Hayden as he misses both free throws, and Jenkins with the rebound. Von Hayden now. Final 2:10 of the first half. Von Hayden loses the dribble. Jenkins going after it with one of the Eau Claire North Husky players, Hutchinson, and Jenkins going to get a foul call in pursuit of that loose ball. It'll be for Jacoby, his first personal, sixth team foul, and Huskies ball up 5, 2:08 left here, first half. Mark Halverson, Colin Nichols on the call. Our video producer, Sam Aberle, on our radio producer, Tony Stevenson. Three-pointer from the corner, no good. Huskies get the rebound, miss the shot again. Missing that time, McCabe testing Ritter, and Cards out of there with it. Cards got a break on that one.
Yeah, they really did. I mean, that was a good look from three.
Oh, and what was the call?
A moving screen, I believe, Gabe Auer.
Gabe Auer gets his second on a moving screen. And an offensive foul like that, unfortunately, counts as a turnover. So the ninth for the Cardinals against just five for the Huskies. So I guess struggling shooting and the turnovers, and they need more guys than Munson in that scoring column here in half number two. Trailing at 25-20, taking it all the way through. Wise is going to miss the shot. Tell you what, Huskies have missed their share of high percentage shots in this first half.
They really have. And for Chi High, I mean, this is where you kind of miss a kid like Kobe Twyman, someone who's not afraid to shoot the ball and for the most part can make a lot of the shots he takes. So
Munson with 75% of the Cardinal points as Jenkins from three airballs it from the left corner. Rebound, Chippewa Falls. And Brady Paul, there's a shot up by Gabe Bauer from long range, gets his own rebound right baseline. Jenkins will shoot the three and hit it. And the Cardinals, just like that, are within two at 25-23.
I was just going to make a comment there. That's a lot of three-pointers in one possession, but, I mean, Jenkins getting the third time's a charm, I guess.
Yeah. And we're going to break in the action. 1:02 left in the half. Huskies ball up two when we come back in half a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
A huge three for Jacoby Jenkins as the Cards kept that possession alive, pulling it within two here. Final minute before the first half on WOGO Hallie Eau Claire Chippewa Falls. Huskies with the ball here. Barrels looking for his, boy, look out for him in the second half, I would think. Oh, they work the ball well and they get the two. Tessing Ritter, his first two. So involving a lot of guys, making it 27-23. And the Huskies trying to come up with a steal here right before halftime. But Chahai will maintain possession. Munson struggling against the pressure. 39 seconds to go. 39 ticks. Cards down by four. 27-23, setting up a good second half.
I mean, this is Big Rivers Conference basketball. You're going to get to the ground. You're going to get a few extra bumps and bruises after this game. But both teams really getting at it and showing the aggressiveness.
Jenkins has been a huge addition off the bench with his 5 points, and also out there for the Cards right now, Luke Thompson, the 6'4 junior. And there's the outside shot. Munson rattles out from three, but the rebound, Cardinals get it. And now Jenkins open for three off the back iron. No, final 10 seconds. Husky rebound off the floor to 23, Dempsey Bauer. Huskies take it down low, and they get the hoop right before the half. Too many easy shots. Orland Rupert, his third basket of the half, making our score 18 minutes in. Eau Claire North 29, Chahai 23. We'll take a 3-minute timeout, come back with halftime statistics and highlights on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at maurerins.com.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Cardinals down 12-6, approaching the middle point of this first half. Wide open, Gabauer for three. Got it.
Kelsey Bremnes finds Claire Ruff, cutting to the hoop, has good position, goes over the top of her defender and scores.
Thornton, a long three.
Whoa.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Choosing the right banking partner for your business is an important decision. Royal Credit Union supports your business needs now and into the future with flexible checking account options and digital tools to help streamline your business operations. Royal also helps take your business further with treasury management services, including ACH, sweeps, and positive pay. Choose Royal Credit Union for business checking. Get started at rcu.org/royalchoice. Insured by NCUA.
All right, at halftime, our score, Eau Claire North 29, Chippewa Falls 23. We'll get to the halftime in a moment, but first, Mark Albertson, Colin Nichols. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose quality propane and fuels for your home or business. QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. One of the things that stands out to me here at halftime, we're going to get to the scoring, but it's the number of players who've scored. Now, for Eau Claire North, it's Gavin Wise. Tyler Barrows, their leading scorer at 19.1 a game, did not score. They've got Tessing Ritter. Rupert is 3. Shipman is 4. Brady Andrews, 5. Robert Hutchinson is 6. And Dempsey Bauer is 7. 7 guys have scored compared to 3 for Chippewa. That really stands out to me, Colin.
It does. Eau Claire North, they play really well as a team, and they're just looking for whoever's open. They don't care who scores, and I think that's an awesome mentality and an awesome way to play the game. Whoever's open, shoot the ball, and I think that's a great way to go about it.
So here is the individual story. We can compare numbers here. Here's what I've got for Chippewa Falls in the first half. Just 3 guys. Owen Munson, a huge first half with 15 points. He's already exceeded his average of 14.2 a game. He dropped in a couple of threes, 3 for 3 at the line. Doing a fine job. Meanwhile, Grant Von Hayden, Brady Paul, Cale Dillenbeck played but did not score. Jacoby Jenkins with 5 big points, a 2 and a 3 off the bench. 3 points for Conrad Gebauer, a 2 and a 1 for 2 from the line. Grant Von Hayden missed a couple of free throws. Drew Thornton, Luke Thompson played but did not score in that first half. For Eau Claire North, Gavin Wise with 6. A couple of 2s and 2 for 4 from the line. McCabe Tessing Ritter had a field goal for 2. 6 for Owen Rupert off the bench, the 6-foot junior with 3 2-pointers. Also, Zach Shipman with 3 points, a basket, and 1 for 2 from the line. Another 6 points off the bench in Brady Andrew. It's not just the number of scorers, it's the bench too, right? Andrew with 6 points. A 3 for Robert Hutchinson dropped in a 3, as did Dempsey Bauer off the bench. So some really good bench scoring for Logan Horn's Huskies as they lead it 29-23 at the half.
Look at the scoreboard. They got 29 points. 15 of them come from off-the-bench players, which is a huge amount when you look at the amount, especially from Chi High, but anywhere. Your bench really shouldn't be the ones outscoring your starters, which, in this case, that's just the way it goes, and that's the way the ball falls sometimes. But, it's that Eau Claire North playing well as a team and not caring who's out there, but just trying to find someone to score. And that's, obviously a lot of their guys can do that.
So some of those factors you don't like is you're down by 6 and Barrows hasn't scored. And he's probably the most consistent, reliable scorer.
Yeah, and if I'm Eau Claire North, I'm feeling really good about this. My best player, Tyler Barrows, hasn't scored at all, and you're still up 6. Going into the locker room, you have a few adjustments here and there, but otherwise it's just, can we get our number one option, the ball, more, and some more looks at the basket? And I think if they do that, look out. Who knows where they could end up. But for Chi High, they got some work to do, but Owen Munson having a great game, and I think if they can get Grant Von Hayden a few more free throws to drop, and
And Grant is capable of scoring. He's capable of long range, etc. And so, again, part of it is working off the rust for guys. So.
Right, exactly. That's
All right, tell you what, we've got some highlights for you, so let's try to go to some of those here before we take a final break. Let's try to capture some of that for you on WOGO. In the backcourt, and that will be Munson. Is it across the timeline? Gets it off on the far side. There's the penetration baseline, and just missing off the back iron, Cale Dillenbeck. Rebound the Cardinals, and a shot is up and good. What a tremendous shot. Yep. There's Munson for 3. Got it! And the Cards lead it 8-2. Von Hayden into the forecourt. Jenkins in the right corner. Pull up Jay. Got it! Cardinals back up by 2. So our second tie of the game at 10. There's the shot up and good. Munson has 8 already for the card, so he's with it. Munson down the far side. Pull up behind the three-point line, gets it to Gabauer. 6 minutes left in the half. The long one from Munson. On the money in the Cardinals. Munson's going to score. Brady Paul, there's a shot up by Gabauer from long range, gets his own rebound right baseline. Jenkins will shoot the three and hit it. And the Cardinals just like that are within 2 inches.
So some of the highlights from the first half. Again, some exciting baskets, some long range hoops. Munson and Jenkins most notably, but again, the Cards have their work out. Down by 6, another 18 minutes left in regulation. We've got it for you. We come back in 2 minutes. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
What do you get with a boiler repair diagnostic from Wärzgalla Plumbing and Heating? First, you'll find our service is second to none with clean, professional, and friendly boiler service and installations. Maybe it's cracking noises, foul odors, no hot water, or the boiler is on but not heating. Wärzgalla will diagnose the problem and give you all the best options for a smooth heating season. Call 1-800-307-9000 or go to wärzgalla.com.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for all makes and models. Post Glass and Mirror is also hiring auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls.
24-7 of West Wisconsin wins the tip. Team Fiber busts out with full-speed signal strength. Satellite 5G distracts with clickbait offers, but oh, misses the shot with slow response times and weak signals. Team Fiber gets the rebound by assisting customers with great service and experienced technicians. Satellite tries to keep up but can't with weather interference and low speeds. Fiber sets up for the final shot. 3, 2, 1. Fiber Internet beats 5G and satellite every time. Visit WWT.net today.
If you've been thinking about a new truck, Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls is making it easy to say yes. Right now, the 2025 F-150 XLT with the 2.7-liter EcoBoost comes with $5,250 in cash back. Or get $3,250 in cash back plus 2.9% for 60 months on approved credit. And the best part, these savings run through month end, so it's a great time to stop in, take a drive, and find a truck that fits your life. Toyson Ford, the Valley's best choice.
Another half of basketball to go. Mark Halverson and Colin Nichols, our video producer Sam Aberle, our radio producer Tony Stevenson. Strap in, we're ready for hopefully a very competitive second half as the Huskies, the home team, get the ball to start it. And there's a steal by the Cardinals, and a great way to start the second half for Chippewa Falls as they work the three-pointer for Munson on the money, and the Cards back within 3 at 29-26.
Exactly where they left off with Owen Munson getting another 3. Good defensive possession there on the other side as well.
So, and there's the Huskies scoring, and I missed that one.
That was Gavin Wise with the little runner there.
All right, so Wise steps up, and he's got 8 already, and 18 for Munson after yet another 3. Just continuing to lead the way, but looking for some other guys to join with him in the scoring column. And the Cards down 31-26, and Shahai with the basketball at the other end of the court now as Von Hayden on top. Grant looking for his first points of the night. And Munson again for 3 off the backboard. No, goes after his rebound. Here come the Huskies on the bust out. Way too easy, and they miss the shot. Missing it, 23. Dempsey Bauer, he falls down. And again, it was uncontested, but he's holding his right knee as we'll get a break in the action with 16:52 left here in the second half. He just went up and missed it on the left side.
That did not look good the way he took off and fell there.
And again, there was not any contact, nobody around him on a bust out.
I was actually questioning what Grant was doing. He left the ball to go take... I think it was might have been Barrow in the corner, take that three-way, but he gave up a wide-open layup.
Yeah.
So I was curious as to what he was doing and missed the layup, but, yeah, that's never good.
All right, so he's getting some. Again, Dempsey Bauer is a 6 foot junior who had 1 3-pointer in this first half for Logan Horn's Eau Claire North Huskies.
Yeah, he's averaging 6.9 on the year so far. Reliable shooter, good defender.
And a team with 8 seniors that really setting up next year to potential starter.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Probably a likely starter. And again, just trying to see, I didn't see, you know, in terms of what stands out is missing the layup, and now they're helping him up. And he's going to be, he's walking. And again.
Not sure if maybe it was just a dead leg, one of those where you just go up and knee buckles a little bit.
Right.
But by the way, it looked at the first go around, it did not look good. So I'm curious to see if he gets back on the bench or even in the game.
He walked off under his own power.
Yes.
The only time you say that is in sports. When else do you say that?
He walks out on his own power.
Colin went to the kitchen under his own power to go get some food to watch the Packers.
I do go get food a lot, but I can't say I go on my own power.
Yes, you do. Nobody else is doing it for you. All right. So now Von Hayden and the Cardinals with a 5-point deficit. Down low, Kalinske for his first two misses. The shot tipped up and in beautifully by Conrad Gebauer. Wow, what a play.
I really think if Chi High can get those two bigs going, Conrad and Kalinske, they'll be in good shape.
Yeah, that was a sweet tip in there, and Conrad's got 5 here, and we know Kalinske's capable, and there's the drive right down Main Street for Owen Rupert. He's got 8 points off the bench, and Cards need to notice him as, again, back to a 5-point Huskies advantage at 33-28, and a reaching attempt by Barrows, and that should have been a foul. I mean, he made contact.
And
he knocked the ball out of bounds, but I thought it would have been. If they wanted a fourth ref, if they wanted to give me a whistle, I would have blown it. 33-28, so Chahai keeping the ball. Turnover-wise, we didn't mention at halftime, 9 for the Cards and 5 for the Huskies. Huskies had another one here in the second half to start things off. Hayden playing a little catch with Gebauer. Gebauer in the lane, puts up the shot off the back iron and in for Conrad Gebauer. He's got 4 in the second half and 7 for the game.
I would look for the Cards to keep attacking the basket as they have been. I think that was one of their probably keys at halftime was we need to get to the basket more, and they took a lot of threes in the first half.
And the Cards come away with a steal. The Huskies' second turnover of the second half. Connor Kalinske down Main Street misses a shot, and it's going to stay Cardinal basketball, 15-35. I don't know, I've used Main Street twice now. Do I need to use other streets like Oak Avenue or I don't know?
Third Street's kind of a first one that comes to mind for me. I'm not
but
sure why.
It's the lane. It's the middle, so it sort of begs to be called Main Street. Maybe we could get that sponsored by Main Street Cafe or something.
Yeah, oh, there we go.
The problem is it's Bloomer, and I guess I got pies on my mind. 33-30 game, Chahai with the ball, a 3-pointer away from tying this thing. And all right, no fouls in this second half. It's been cleanly played. There's the bounce pass from Von Hayden. They work it. Look out, Connor Kalinske going to get mugged from behind, and he misses a tough fading on the right baseline, and Huskies out of there with it. Eau Claire North with the ball and a 3-point lead, and every indication in this second half is we're setting up for a very good second half. Oh, what a fantastic drive for 2 that time by McCabe Tessing Ritter, and he's got 4, and the Huskies back to a 5-point lead. And the drive up, no good, missing the shot. Dylan Beck, Cardinals 3-pointer. Munson gets it for 2 more, and the Cardinals creep back within 2 at 35-33.
Another good 3 there by Munson.
I'll say. He's got 4 in the game, 2 in the second half. He's got 21 points of the Cardinals 33. So that's your math. Give me the percentage of the points. It's around 70%, a little less than 70 is what I'm going to submit as my answer.
He's really stepped up this game early.
And the Huskies get an open 3 on top. Owen Rupert again continuing to do damage for Eau Claire North. His first 3 of the night makes it 38-33.
Another one coming off the bench or just knocks down a 3, stepping up.
Yep. Dylan Beck on top, Von Hayden. Grant kind of backing it out now. Now, when I saw him earlier in the season, he was more of a shooter, more of a scorer, and he's been a double-digit guy on the season at 10-plus. Driving Munson in traffic, high-arching shot, doesn't get the foul called.
Kalinske can't quite save it. Here come the Huskies on the fast break. Dishing it to the near side, and there's the shot. Barrows off the back iron, no. Fighting for the rebound, out of there with it. The Cardinals, Cale Dillon back, can't quite keep it. And the Huskies pull it out of there, and it's number five, Tessing Ritter, who draws the foul.
No, they actually called a double dribble
They called the double dribble, okay.
They did, yeah.
Huskies' third turnover of the second half, eighth of the game, and the Cards get the ball now against some Husky full-court press with 13:45 left in regulation, down by five. So Chai getting some good offense, but not enough. The Huskies answering when they need to.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they're going back and forth here, and they have been mainly all game toward the...
Von Hayden all the way down and misses the shot. Fought for, up in the air. These guys are going hard after it. Dillon back on the far side, saves it for Chippewa, tries a bounce feed to Munson. Out of there with it to Brady Paul. Paul, head of the wheel, gets it right side on the near side to the Cardinals and Von Hayden. Grant, off the screen, gets it down low. Kalinske, Connor misses the shot. Oh, just so close. Brady Paul comes out of there with it. Cardinal shot, left corner is good for Owen Munson yet again, and the Cardinals within two at 38-36.
I mean, you need a shot right now. Owen Munson's your guy. And,
I mean, guess.
We knew this early in the season. We knew this going into the game, but he's really just showing it now, and I think he's feeding off of last game toward the end of it and really setting.
Okay, but we'll keep it right here. Colin, I've never seen him shoot this good, though. I mean, he's got five threes on the night. The man is in fuego.
He is, and I just really – we were looking for this, honestly, a little bit last year. I'm, like, talking about last year. But
it's like Tom Brady, just always bring it back to his days.
Yeah, I know. I don't like doing that. But, I mean, last year you're looking for him to do that, too, and I just love to see – I mean, early in the season he kind of struggled a little bit, and then last game, I mean, with the last 10 minutes, he just kind of went off there, and I'm really happy to see that he's carrying that into this game. Just really showing. I mean, I truly believe he could be one of those top BRC players.
No, and
I think he's really shown that here. And
he now has 24 of the Cards, 36. He has 9 of their 13 this second half. I'm just trying to impress you with my math skills. That's 67% of their points.
That's good math skills.
Yeah, thank
you. That's crazy to think about.
Yeah, so again, 13-10 to go in the half. Again, we're rooting. Kalinske's come close down low. Von Hayden doesn't seem to be looking for a shot too much. I think he had one shot attempt here.
He had one shot attempt, maybe.
I would say right now, I mean, he's hot. I mean, let Munson continue.
For sure, yeah.
But, you know, I would presume the defense will step up on him and then look for some of the other open shooters. It's a two-point Huskies lead. They've got the ball. And there's the drive, and no good, missed by Hutchinson. And follow-up on the rebound doesn't quite go. Hutchinson looking for a third opportunity as it blocked wonderfully by Dillenbeck and out of bounds, and Huskies will keep it. Great defense by Cale Dillenbeck, the 6'3 junior for the Cardinals. It's junior night tonight. Munson and Dillenbeck, both juniors. And really, it is actually parents' night here at Eau Claire North High School. 38-36 Huskies, 12:50 to go. We get a great one for you here tonight on WOGO Sports. And Barrow looking for his first points of the night. I cannot believe he's got a shutout. And there's the missed long-range shot, and skying for the rebound is Dillenbeck, and the Cards out of there with it, down by two at 38-36.
I just can't believe a guy who's almost averaging 20 points a game hasn't scored, and they're still winning. Like, that's...
It is. Oh, and Kalinske makes his way. He may get called with the charge here. He kind of looked like he used the shoulder. And I think he is going to get whistled. Connor gets his third personal and just the first team foul on the Cards in the second half. When you need a boundary surveyed on residential or commercial property, think Heese Loken & Associates, LLC, professional land surveying. Get it done right. Call owner Jason Heese and Heese Loken, 715-720-4000.
I'd like to go back to those few threes by Munson. I mean, the reason he got those is because of hustle from Brady Paul. Dude's just running all over the place, and that's awesome to see. He's a really... really hustled player and aggressive player, and you can see him going after those rebounds.
They like to say about stuff like that, that doesn't necessarily show up in the box score.
Right, yeah, that's another good announcer poll right there.
Thank you.
But, yeah, it really doesn't show.
Cliche class, I guess. And, oh, he could not hold the inbounds pass, and losing it out of bounds for the Huskies is Brady Andrew, and so that is the Huskies' fourth turnover of the second half. They only had five in the first half. That's 9 for the game. They've now matched Chi High. Cardinals with the ball against the full court press. Chance to tie or maybe get the lead here. Approaching the 12-minute mark of half number two. Von Hayden into the forecourt. Cards on the attack left to right. Grant, the talented senior point guard, driving right down the middle for the layup and a tie for Chippewa.
And that's really what they've been looking for out of Grant, is just trying to get downhill and make those decisions to pass it up or take a shot. And that was a really good layup there by Grant.
Absolutely. His and there's a drive at the other end, and the Huskies answer as number 10, Oren Rupert. He's been on fire in the second half.
Yeah, he really has been stepping up and making. I mean, he's got a good handful of points to.
Brady Paul's pass knocked down. He recovers his own, finds a teammate. Dylan Beck, right corner, off the back iron, no. Rebound Huskies. So the Cards had briefly tied it at 38. North reasserts themselves to grab the lead at 40-38. And again, Oren Rupert's feeling it. He gets it out to his teammate, who's going to miss the shot. Landed connect. Long rebound out of bounds. And looks like the Huskies are going to keep it with 11:16 left here in regulation. Keep your finances on track with Royal Credit Union. RCU accounts come with smart tools like a mobile app that helps you stay in the know and stick to your goals. Open your account at rcu.org or at any office insured by NCUA. All right, 40-38. Husky ball and a two-point lead. We have had a bunch of ties in this game, and that is just the fifth one here at 38. The ties at 8, 10, 12, 20, and 38.
Toward the end here, it's just going to be who wants it more, who wants their first conference
Connect
win
for
more.
For three, off the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound. Munson is tied up with the Huskies player, and they're going to say possession arrow, and it's Chai High. So good job by Owen going after that thing with the Huskies. Dempsey Bauer, who's back in there after the injury.
Yeah, that's good to see. I mean, again, the injury did not look good at first glance, but again, maybe it could have been one of those things where his leg just gave up for a quick second, and now he's good.
Glad to see that. Inside of 11 minutes left here in regulation, and the pass by Dylan Beck stolen away. Cardinal turnover, first in a while. They're 10th, and a great block coming out of nowhere. Grant Von Hayden feeling it that time to block the Husky Tessing Ritter. And 10:46 left in the second half, 40-38 Huskies. And great job by Grant. We're going to get a timeout call, the half-a-minute timeout. Take a 30-second break. Back in a moment at the Doghouse at Eau Claire Northwood. We've got a good one going on. Chai and the Huskies on WDOGO Sports.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
What a game we're being treated to. 40-38 Eau Claire North. Both teams would love a victory, a conference victory, and a win in general. Chai won their first game over Medford. They've lost seven in a row since then. The Huskies also started with some wins early on a losing streak here, 3-5, haven't played even since December 20th. And it's parents' night for them. There's Barrow's first two of the night, and he gets it. Well, you knew he wasn't going to get a goose egg, but again, you wouldn't have predicted this, so look out now if he starts to go. 42-38, Huskies by four. The drive down low, they get Dylan Beck and a whistle, and one of the Huskies players goes down.
That's a good ball fake there from Dylan Beck. Got Gavin Weiss off his feet.
Yeah. And so Wise picking up his, is that only his first foul?
Yeah, it looks like
his first foul. He goes with zero as his number. What number were you?
I was zero as well.
You were? What do you know? Yeah. Did you like having that as your number?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you get to pick it or just assigned to it?
I did get to pick it. I got first dibs as being the only senior.
And now it's become a little more popular, we see.
Yeah, I guess so.
42-38 game as the Huskies. Stick around later in the post game. We'll have the post-class post-game show, the Holly Bovey Names You Know Stats recap. And we've added the 24-7 and West Wisconsin Telecom 5-for-fast plays of the game. Those highlights from both the first and second half. But right now, getting closer to that midway point of the second half. Cards down four. Huskies drive missing on the layup that time. No good for Tessing Ritter, and Cards out of there with it. Munson behind that three-point line. He'd been so hot, he'd hit three more threes here in the second half. 24 points for the game. And Gabe Bauer gets in the deep left corner to Brady Paul. On top to Von Hayden. inside of 10 minutes now. Grant driving, getting down low, puts it up. No, misses the shot. And Huskies out of there with it. And then almost stolen away by Gabe Bauer. And a layup is good. And that is two more for Gavin Wise. And that's just something we saw more of in the first half here, Colin, which is too many easy baskets on the bust out like that.
Yeah, and honestly, that's what we saw in the JV game as well toward the end, is they just got too many easy layups. And
I think at this point, I don't mind other guys, but you know, Munson never really cooled off, but don't you want him to still be shooting? It's been a while here.
Yeah, for sure. You want to somehow
get him the ball. He had three threes in the second half, five for the game, 24 points, and I think just want to continue to at least work it to him.
Eau Claire North definitely making adjustments. So I've seen him getting face guard now by number zero, Gavin Weiss. But you definitely want to try and get him the ball.
Yeah. And again, if there's other opportunities, take it for sure. Gabe Bauer rifles the pass again in the deep left corner. Von Hayden, he'll drive. Gets it on top to Brady Paul. Brady back to Von Hayden on the right wing. Approaching the midway point of the second half. Gabe Bauer, Munson's on the left wing. It's kind of out there. And it's going to be Huskies ball. So a Cardinal turnover. They're 11 with 9:02 to go. Call it the midway point of the second half with the Cards. Coming up empty the last few possessions, down six now, 44-38.
Yeah, North coming in with a little run. I mean, as a player, that's really not what you want happening, because now you have to try to find a way to get that momentum back. And 9 minutes to go, with the way this game has been going, you got to find a way to get out of the hole now.
Again, Owen Munson had carried them, 24 of their 38 points on the evening. Von Hayden with the last basket, but it's been a while. And Wise takes it to the hole, and a foul on Kalinske, and that is going to be his fourth for Connor, the 6'2 senior, who plays more like he's 6'5. He's been scoreless on the evening.
They've been
trying to explain his case to the ref. Has that ever worked?
I can't say it has, no. But, I mean, a lot of the time,
can't blame a guy for trying.
Absolutely not.
First free throw is no good for Wise.
It's going to be his fourth foul, though. Like,
and Wise has missed his last three free throws. He's 2 for 5 at the night. He came in here as just a 25% free throw shooter. But he's had a good night offensively. And the second one no good as well. And climbing the imaginary ladder for the rebound, Cale Dillenbeck for the Cards. As Wise now 2 for 6 at the charity stripe. 8:40 left, and there's the steal, and the layup for the Huskies is no good. They missed a number of those tonight, and Tessing Ritter the latest to miss it as Brady Paul gets the rebound. There's the outside shot off the front iron, no, for Dillenbeck. Rebound Huskies, they want to run again. They get it down there. Tessing Ritter misses again. Rebound to the Huskies. Whistle and a foul. Owen Rupert was there. 8:21 left in regulation. They're going to hold off on Brady Andrew checking into the game. As the foul going on Gabe Bauer, his third. So Kalinske with four, Gabe Bauer with three for the Cardinals. Of three fouls in the second half. Huskies have cleaned up. They've only one foul in almost 10 minutes of the second half.
Yeah, that's good. Just clean defense.
And there's the drive and the shot no good by Hutchinson. And then Huskies get the offensive rebound to Andrew, and there's the three-pointer. Robert Hutchinson getting his second three of the night. He's got six, and the Huskies with their biggest lead of the game at 9 at 47-38. And there's the whistle and a foul as Munson taking it into his own hands on the drive with 7:57 to go. But kind of a hole here for the Cards to climb out of, down 9 with less than 8 minutes to go.
Yeah, they're not in a very good spot right now. They have a lot of guys in foul trouble. They've given up a big run here. 7-0 run for sure.
And Andrew gets Brady Andrew his second personal, just the second team foul, I believe. They put it as 5, so I don't know. They were at 1 just a moment ago, but Munson hits the first free throw. His very immaculate night. He's got 5 threes, and he's 4-4 at the line, improving that 50% free throw percentage he came into the game with. Next one from Owen is on the money. Wow, he's just, I think he's been working on his shot here.
One of those games where every single shot he puts up just feels good.
Yeah. It's
just
26 for the 6'3 junior. Let's see if that can start a comeback here. Down 47-40 as Barrow's going to take some time, and they'll try to run the offense a little. It's pretty early to go into a delay game, I think.
the delay game, which it seems like for a lot of times it seems to have fallen out of popularity. And Huskies get the rebound off the three-point miss from Dempsey Bauer. Again, the Chahai defense trying to step it up, and it's a timeout called. 7:31 left in regulation. We're back in half a minute. This is Cardinal Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Discover a fun and healthy lifestyle for your entire family at the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Benefit from a wide range of fitness opportunities, programs, and events without contracts or joiner fees. Take the first step towards a healthier you. Visit ymca-cv.org today or stop in for a tour at any of our five convenient locations. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley and Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and Menominee. See you at the Y.
Trailing 47-40. A moment ago, they were down their biggest deficit of the game at 9. And again, what you look at here, it was tied 38-all, Connor, and then the Huskies went on that 9-0 run. So that's very noteworthy.
That's the difference right there.
That is.
Now they got to find a way to dig out of the hole.
All right, so Cardinals trying to step it up on the defensive end with the Huskies getting it in on top to Barrows. Tyler with 2 points on the night, came in averaging 19.1 a game. For the 3-5 Huskies, both the Cardinals and Eau Claire North looking for their first conference win. Still a lot of season left, and there's, boy, they've had a lot of missed shots down low. It could be worse than a 7-point game as Rupert misses that. He's been hot. So the Cardinals, an open door here, down by 7. Von Hayden, they'll work the... What is this called when they're working on top like this?
I think they're just trying to get some spacing, try to find the drive that they want.
Dylan back to Gebauer on the right wing. Conrad going to drive to the hole. Basket good for Conrad. Gebauer and the Cards are within 5.
When you run around the three-point line like that, you can sometimes find an empty hole to kind of drive in like Conrad did there.
Boy, he's looked good offensively in the second half with 6 points, and now the Cardinals taking over in what's now a 5-point game. At 47-42, driving Munson on the runner off the front iron. No, rebound, Gebauer is going to miss down low. It pings around and comes away to the Huskies. Oh, they were so close to being within 3 on both Munson and Gebauer shots. And then there's the drive at the other end, the fast break layup, way too easy for Owen Rupert. He's had a huge night.
He has, yeah, for sure.
And so back to a 7-point game at 49-42. Munson for 3, got it. All right, well, we'll take it. Shy high.
I don't know what their game plan is, but mine would be get the ball to Owen.
Yeah, he's just been on fire, and there's answering Robert Hutchinson. We came in here thinking Barrows, but wow, some other guys like Rupert and Hutchinson have really done a terrific job. A 51-45 game now as the Huskies, again, getting that. They have consistently answered when Shy high scores. 6-point game. The Cards need 2 threes. Brady Paul for 3. Off the back iron, no. Rebound out of there with it. The Huskies. Brady Andrew.
I believe that was Brady's either first or second attempt. Just shooting the ball. He's not a big shooter, but no. Man, he hustles hard.
He was open, and there's the drive. No good. Missed shot by Rupert. And Cards out of there with it. Within 6. See if you can get Munson a 3 here. He has knocked down 6 of them in the game, 4 in the second half. We'll get a break. 5:12 left. Back in a half a minute. This is WOGO Sports coverage of Chi-Hi Hoops.
At Northwestern Bank, everything we do comes back to our mission, building stronger communities where people matter. This is Tracy Smisky, Market President at Northwestern Bank. Every day we provide all the great services and conveniences of modern banking, but know that it's our relationships with people that matter most. Because at Northwestern Bank, we believe that every person is valuable, and that's what makes our community strong. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
All right, 5:12 left in regulation. Chi-Hi down by 6 here on WOGO Sports. Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating offers a wide variety of services from repairing leaky faucets to installing grab bars, coordinating your kitchen or bathroom remodel project, installing air purification systems, and so much more. Large job or small, call the pros at Wurzgala Plumbing and Heating. All right, what might this A timeout, what might Coach Prue be focusing on?
I think he's really just focusing on trying to get other guys going. I mean, no one's having a phenomenal game. But he needs some help, and I think he should be leaning on his bigger guys here. Kalinske is in the game. Conrad's checked out, but, I mean, I really think he should start looking for those. Especially now he's drawing all that attention. Someone's going to be out there with an open shot or an open drive.
All right, so now the action resumes. Chihai basketball. Dylan back on top. Devon Hayden approaching the five-minute mark. As we learned from Colin, maybe the car's trying to get some spacing here at the doghouse. Down by six, important possession. Coming off the timeout. Looking down to Kalinske. Looking for his first points of the night. And the pass comes across the way. There's the open three for Von Hayden. Got it, and the Cards are within three. Wow.
That's exactly the type of play they needed. They had a good, clean look there with Brady Paul, but he decided to pass it up to a wide-open Grant Von Hayden.
And there's the missed shot by the Huskies. Chihai rebounds to the Cards, stepping up when they need to as Coach Prue calls out the instructions. 4.5 minutes to go.
There's another missed three by Tyler Barrow. It's just so rare. It's just,
I know.
It must be a really off night for him.
It's just crazy, right? And so now the Cards working this on top. And on top, Dylan Beck. Kale driving toward the basket, lost the ball. Out of bounds, off of him. Cardinal turnover.
Only down three now, though, which is a huge.
Absolutely. 4:15 to go in regulation. This game could go overtime.
I mean, with the way it's been going back and forth. And
yeah, we've had our ties, and the Huskies have largely led after Chihai led in the early get-go. And there's a great reverse and a missed shot down low by Tessing Ritter, and the Cards now a three-pointer away from tying it inside of 4 minutes to go.
Just so many missed layups and bunnies like that they can't get.
That was a tough shot, though.
That was, for sure.
There's a drive on Hayden's cooking now, and the Cards within one. Well, Von Hayden has really heated up here in the second half. He's got seven.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly what they needed out of him. Quiet first half and comes out firing.
So a 51-50 game. And after that 9-0 run by the Huskies, the Cards have answered in a travel on the Huskies as they turn it over for the 10th time tonight with 3:25 to go.
Exact turnover that they needed. Something to get the ball back, and, I mean, they could take a lead here, which would be awesome coming down from a 9-0 run.
Yeah. And so, again, your eye on the clock. Great dramatic finish. We had a great, exciting game last night. The McDonald girls winning at home over Elk Mound. Von Hayden to the basket off the
back.
Two more for Von Hayden, and the Cards go up by one, 52-51. Wow. He is just, after being scoreless in the first half, and there's the answer for Wise to give the Huskies back the lead.
And now we got an odd number here, so we're going to start going back and forth, and it's going to be a fun ending.
It is, yeah. The Cards grabbed a brief lead at 52-51, but again, the Huskies have been so good at answering. Since the middle of the first half on, Von Hayden with really a 9-0 stretch himself. And drawing the foul, Munson behind the three-point line. The Husky defender didn't like it, Tessing Ritter. But he's going to get called for his second foul of the night. And the third team foul on the Huskies. And Munson gets to shoot three. Now, you might not be impressed by his free throw percentage coming in, but he's 5 of 5 from the stripe tonight.
Is there such thing as an announcer's jinx?
You know, we try to ignore that.
Okay.
Just noting it, you know.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
Which way would I be jinging? On the one hand, we said what his percentage was, and the first one is good. He's just been in a groove tonight. And
he has been,
for sure. It's been, you cannot overestimate the importance of Von Hayden helping as well offensively, because he needed, we haven't seen Jacoby Jenkins in his second half.
We have not. We haven't seen him. I think he maybe checked in once, but no, we haven't. We've seen very little of him.
31 points for Munson now, as the Cards get the lead at 54-53 and try to increase it beyond that. So we had another tie at 54. Add that to our ties of about six. And there's
three
another
point.
Munson, yeah. I've never, his shooting just three pointers is, and free throws is amazing tonight. So again, the four threes in the second half, six for the game, and
puts Owen at 32
for the free throws. Up by two now, and that was a travel that he got away with that time. Robert Hutchinson. On the baseline, there's a double pump, no good. Missed shot by Tessing Ritter, and the Huskies now surprised to see the Cards grab the lead with 2:25 to go. The lead and the basketball.
with Von Hayden on the far side. 2:20 to go.
I'd really like to see Grant to get to the rim here.
Grant in the right corner. He's going to drive. Uses
there
arms.
It is.
And he gets another basket. Von Hayden just coming alive as the Cards lead by four.
I saw the spacing there earlier in the last possession.
Wow, has he exploded. My goodness.
He's so quick.
Yeah, and again, he was just kind of the rust had to fall off, right, after a long time since he played. And there's the miss on the drive by Rupert, and the Huskies can't buy a basket. Now down by four, 57-53 with 1:48 to go. Driving, Munson, baseline, block, recovered by the Cards. Two more for Dylan Beck. Cardinals lead it by six.
And this is the hump I was trying to tell you that they need to get over. And they just couldn't pull out these close games, and up six now with a minute and a half to left.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll take a break. Back in a minute on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Incorporated has taken pride in turning dreams into reality with the absolute highest quality concrete built to last. Stelter mines and processes the aggregates themselves, ensuring only the best ready-mix concrete. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter Inc. has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
From businesses to homes, rental properties to ATVs, think Maurer Sperry Insurance in Chippewa Falls. Family run for four generations, Maurer Sperry Insurance is one of the oldest insurance agencies in the country, with coverage you can count on from a local team you trust. As an independent insurance agency, we find the companies that best fit your family's needs and budget. Based in Chippewa Falls, Maurer Sperry Insurance Agency, protecting people, empowering businesses. Learn more and get a quote at MaurerINS.com.
A dramatic finish. 99 seconds to go. Cardinals up 6, 59-53. Colin Nichols, what happened? I mean, it was a 9-point Huskies lead, and then the Cards have turned the tables.
It really just was when on their 9-0 run, Chihai was turning the ball over a bunch, and they limited that. Eau Claire North missed a lot of layups, yeah. And now they find themselves down 6.
Well, we'll see what can happen here as the Huskies try to capture their offense. And there's the drive and the two by Robert Hutchinson. And he's at 10 points in the night. And now that full court press as they cut the lead to four.
I think right here, Chihai just needs
to slow down.
Gabauer
to the basket, off the glass, no good. Missed a driving layup. It was a high percentage shot. Didn't go. Von Hayden almost colliding. Be smart here, guys. Be smart. 59-55 Chippewa in a four-point game. 105 to go.
I mean, these situations are hard, especially where they're coming from.
High pass. Oh, Gabauer almost had a chance to intercept it. There's a bounce feed, a whistle, and a foul penetrating Dempsey Bauer. He's on the ground with 58.7 to go. And I think Bauer to the line where Dempsey is a 53.3 free throw percent shooter on the season as the foul goes on Munson. Would you believe just his first foul all night, Owen, who has 32 points on the offensive end.
It's really clean basketball.
Yeah. Free throw is up and good. So Bauer makes it a three-point game. And, well, the Huskies are answering here. It's a one-possession game here. And now the next one from Bauer on the way. Off the back iron and in. So he gets them both to go. His first two free throws of the night. It's a two-point game. And a near steal, and there is the steal, and there's the handoff. Tessing Ritter down low to his teammate Wise, and a timeout called by North. We'll take a break when we come back. In 1 minute, Chihai down, actually up by two, but Huskies ball on WOGO Sports.
Propane is energy efficient and affordable, and Quality Propane and Fuels has been the trusted propane supplier to northern Wisconsin since 1996. Propane keeps the lights on and your appliances and furnace running even during power outages. Trust the team at Quality Propane and Fuels, committed to their customers and always looking to improve safety and efficiency, helping you cut energy costs. Payment programs available for any situation, residential, commercial, or industrial. Choose Quality Propane and Fuels. Call, stop by, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
All right, I wanted to make sure we didn't miss any action. 59-57, Cardinals by two. Turnover, Huskies miss it. They get the rebound. And so Huskies ball down two here, Colin Nichols.
Yeah, and I mean, it's just an exciting finish. Game's been going back and forth. And to see a finish like this, I just really hope that Chihai wants it badly enough to just go out and get it. A good stop here leads to a good offensive possession over there as well. So,
again, they had that six-point lead, but, again, there was a lot of time, and the Huskies credit them getting initially a basket and then free throws and now a two-point game.
North might have to play the foul game a little bit now here, too, if Chihai gets a steal or a stop.
All right, and ticking toward 45 seconds and then driving. It didn't look like they're called a foul.
It looks right, like it.
It was driving. I just from our angle, I didn't see it, but Wise with, again, that was Conrad Gebauer on defense. That would be Conrad's fourth, I believe.
They actually called that on Brady Paul.
They did. Okay,
yeah.
Interesting. So you're right. Brady Paul gets his first personal.
Must
and
have
it sends
him
Wise
mind.
To the line. First free throw is no good. Wise is just a 25% free throw shooter, and again, he has missed his last five tonight.
And this is interesting. They put Kolinsky back in for Brady Paul, and in my opinion, Brady Paul is a really athletic and good defender, but maybe for the offense.
Back
out,
he's missed six straight free throws. Gavin Wise, so the Cardinals now against the pressure, break it all the way down the lane. Dylan back, and he may have traveled, and he did. Unfortunately, it looked like his pivot foot sort of slid.
And that's what they're doing. So right now, they last possession subbed in Kolinsky for Brady Paul, and now Brady Paul is going for Kolinsky. That's the offense-defense switch there.
Right, right. We saw him try it against Wausau West with Drew Thornton.
Yeah, for sure.
In that regard. All right, 59-57, the Cardinals with that turnover, number 14 on the night to 10 for the Huskies. Still lead it by two. Does Chihai and the Huskies now a two-pointer to tie, a three-pointer to get the lead. Against that Chihai defense, coming around the right side, they kick it left wing. Spin move down low.
Wise there.
Missed the shot. Cards after the rebound. Bangs it off of the Cardinal defender and out of bounds. And it's, oh no, they said Wise was out of bounds.
They said
Wise
was out of bounds, yes.
Basketball.
Wise was on the line when he jumped out to save
yes.
it. And so as soon as he touches the ball, he's out of bounds there.
So when he stepped out of bounds, he was turning it over there, I guess.
Yep, absolutely.
So, it's Chihai. And again, you've got Conrad Gebauer to get it in for the Cards against the full court press. 20 seconds left. Cardinal ball and a 2-point lead.
So let's see, get it middle here.
Need a steal or a foul. Kolinsky at midcourt. He breaks the press. Cuts through. The Cardinals need to be fouled. The Huskies, 10 seconds.
There it is.
And they finally do what they arguably should have done earlier because they
should have
10 seconds
yes.
ago. If you don't get the steal, you commit the foul because now the Cards are able to milk 11 seconds off the clock, getting it to 9 ticks remaining with a 2-point lead.
And that was a great split at half court there from Kolinsky getting by his two defenders.
And it's not enough fouls because they're not pushing him to the line, so they can't send him to the line. And there's another foul committed by Barrows.
The only thing Chihai cannot
but
do right here is...
But that's only their fifth foul, so they're not putting them to the free throw line.
They just cannot pass the ball away on the inbound. As if you get it in and get the time click in,
Chihai's in
you got
great
a little
position
bit more room.
Here. If they can just play keep away. 7.4 seconds to go. Only 5 team fouls in the second half on the Huskies. And there's a foul. This is where the lack of fouls can hurt you, can even haunt you
yes.
at the end of a game.
Absolutely.
As, again, more time, it gets down to 5.6 seconds. Yet another foul going on number one, Barrows, his second.
Next foul goes into bonus, and obviously with the way free throws have been going.
And a timeout, Jason Prue, he wants to talk it over as well. We can keep it right here. As it's a 59-57 game.
So the way things have gone, I mean, you want your top scorers to get to the free throw line. That's Owen
right.
Munson. In this
all due respect to Grant Von Hayden, that's not who you want at the line.
He
came in 36% from the line, 0 for 2. So, again, earlier, you know, I mean, they fouled Von Hayden, but the fact is now they're out of a situation where I would think that that Coach Horn would be saying, go for the steal. If you don't get a steal right away, foul immediately.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. I mean, you don't have enough time to pick and choose who you want to foul. You got to go get them away.
And maybe it's just foul because the steal thing, I mean, that just prevents them from going to the line. But now, because they allowed it to go from 20 to 9 and all of the fouling, Chihai is in great position here, 5.6 seconds. But again, hold on to the basketball. Let them foul. They get the inbounds pass, and there's the foul right away on Dylan Beck. And Kale, a 64% free throw shooter on the season.
Just got to get one of them here. As soon as you get that one,
4.8 seconds.
4.8 seconds is it's a lot of time.
He has not scored tonight.
Really?
I don't have him down.
I guess I don't either. Yeah.
Yeah. The 6'3 junior. He's played a whale of a game. Free throws up. Off the back iron. It's
got
in! Oh, it's in there for Kale Gillenbeck. Yes. That's a three-pointer. So, three-point lead. So, again, if they get a long shot, that would only tie the game. So, that that's huge.
Yeah, exactly. And you get another one here. I mean, you have 5 seconds to get two baskets. And he got
that's what he got them both. The Cardinals are going to win this thing. The inbounds pass. Don't foul. Don't foul. Don't foul. Don't foul. The three-pointer is good. The Cards win it by 161-60. Kale Gillenbeck, that was huge.
That was amazing. That was awesome. Like, that's exactly how you want to do it. You make both your free throws, and they stormed.
What a great picture on our WOGO Sports YouTube channel and Facebook with the student section coming out and celebrating with the team as they win it at the doghouse, 61-60, coming from 9 down in the second half, late in the second half, down 47-38 to win it, 61-60. We got a lot ahead, the post-class, post-game show, and more. Stick around, it's all ahead in 2.5 minutes on WOGO Sports. This is Cardinal Basketball.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer, and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech Law Firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
It's time for change. Experience better banking and put your financial goals in motion with Royal Credit Union. It's time to get more from your checking account, upgrade your vehicle, or finally build your dream home. Royal offers the financial solutions you need and the advice you can trust to plan for what's next. Better banking is one change away. It's time to switch to Royal Credit Union. Get started at rcu.org/time. Insured by NCUA. Loan subject to credit approval. Equal housing opportunity.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly.
I absolutely love my new Lindsay vinyl windows.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
Got two heavy glass shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
When I picked up my car after they replaced my windshield, it was cleaner than when I brought it in.
For commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Hey, Dad, is that the Big Dipper?
No, son. That's a satellite, and the reason we don't have internet when it rains.
Tired of your inconsistent internet interrupting the things you need to do on a daily basis? Contact 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom to visit your home and discuss fiber optic reliability, speed, and signal strength. Fiber beats satellite and 5G every time. Keep stargazing in the heavens and start relying on fiber internet below the ground. Contact our local experts at WWT.net today at 231-2000.
Try to get it together here for the post-class post-game show. Hoping Coach Jason Prue comes and joins us. Mark Halverson and Colin Nichols, Sam Eberle, our video producer, and thanks to Tony Stevens, our radio producer, back at our WOGO studios. The post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial, home, and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. That's postglassandmirror.com. What an amazing game.
I mean, yeah, I could go on and on about how important and how awesome this game was. We talked about Chi-High trying to get over that hump, and they finally did it tonight. They finally won one of those close games and against none other than Eau Claire North, who, I mean, going way back, they play each other twice every single year, and it's just like, it's such a fulfilling feeling that you get after winning a game like this, especially against a rival like Eau Claire North.
We're going to have to compare stat sheets once we get to the Holly Bovee Names You Know stats recap. Brought to you by the Holly Bovee and Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. Names you know right here in the Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovee.com or find Holly on Facebook. Looking for, your dad is down on the floor. And so Jason Pruitt's being interviewed by TV right now. So that's why he's a little tied up. Okay, so in the meantime, though, let's just go over the numbers for the Cardinals. In terms of the statistics, I had 14 turnovers for Chi High and 11 for the Huskies. But, again, it was pretty cleanly played there the further we got along. 32 points for Owen Munson. He was a rock star.
He was. He came out absolutely firing and then carried that over, which is sometimes can be rare. If you look at my stat sheet, I got a little behind. I got real focused on the game. But it's not always that when you come in at halftime that you are consistently still firing and making those shots, but he did, and that was so cool to see. And I mean, we could go on and on about his performance, but even like the Jacoby Jenkins coming off the bench and scoring a few couple, and Brady Paul with those huge hustle plays, getting those extra rebounds. I think he had at least three that I can remember of offensive rebounds.
Well, I think now I've straightened it out a little bit. 11 points for Grant Von Hayden. They all came in the second half. They all came late in the second half. So, wow, what a surge he had.
And that was absolutely huge as well. I mean, they needed someone to step up, and Owen was tangled up with two other North guys at some points in the game. But they needed someone else to step up and turn to your senior captain, Grant Von Hayden, to do that.
I missed, I think, one basket. So if you just, I don't know if you can see mine, but I had the two free throws for Dylan Beck were huge at the end. I don't know if he scored besides that.
I don't have anything for him earlier.
5 points for Jacoby Jenkins all in the first half. We saw little to none of him in the second half. And 9 points for Conrad Gebauer. And that was huge for him tonight. He had three in the first half, but three big baskets in the second half for nine. For
Conrad. Absolutely. That's what I have too there.
Okay, so we're missing something, but anyhow, the Holly Bovee names you know stats recap as Jason Pruitt's going to join us, and so Sam Aberle, we could get his headset here to Jason. Very good. And
you should do that more often.
Yeah, right.
I don't want to say I'm your luck, but you know,
up here you are, not
up here, not down there. Yeah,
we're hearing that. What happens is Colin's dad, of course, your assistant coach, Coach Pruitt. Congratulations on the win, and I guess if we just got Colin doing color, things will be okay.
Yeah, you just got to keep Colin up here and not down on the bench, and that's the key, I guess. So yeah, that was awesome. I'm so proud of these guys. That's something that the culture that Colin was a part of last year. I know he went through it as a senior, but we went through it so that these guys could have it. So Colin's absolutely a part of all of this. So it's cool to see have him on air for this one.
And he did a great job picking it up here. It's 47-38 after you guys tied it at 38. And then who saw this coming? Wow, turning the tables dramatically there.
Yeah, these guys are tough. They have a lot of confidence in themselves, and they put in the work, and they made some big plays and some big moments, and it was fun to see.
Owen Munson certainly was a rock star, 32 points tonight at least, but wow, he's just his threes, his free throws, everything.
Yeah, the ball found him, which is awesome. It started with there was some loose balls, some offensive rebounds, and he snuck free because they were guarding him pretty tight. They were guarding Grant pretty tight, and it was hard for those guys to find space. So getting those extra opportunities with guys like Kale and Conrad and Connor and Brady and Jacoby and all those guys getting in there and getting extra opportunities to get him some looks.
And then how about Grant? I mean, late, he goes on a scoring surge with at least 11 points.
Grant's an alpha. Grant is going to take over when Grant's going to take over, and he wanted this one more than anybody else, and he showed that he wanted the responsibility of guarding one of the best players in our league. Held him to 2 points.
I have 2 points. For
held him to 2 points. Zero at
half.
Yeah,
that was crazy.
That's awesome.
He takes pride on the defensive end, and then that just carries over to the stuff that he's doing on offense. I'm just really proud of his complete effort tonight with the way he defended, and then the way he kind of took over for that stretch to give us the lead.
because Hutchinson got another three right before the buzzer, you needed not one but both free throws from Dylan Beck to get the win, and he came through with ice in his veins.
Yeah, came down. The first one used all the rim and went down, and the second one's a lot easier. That first one's tough, but once we got them both, I didn't even see that three go in. I was turning and celebrating because we had that one when we had it with four. So, yeah, that was awesome. Clutch free throw shooting by Kale.
A tremendous team win.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of these guys.
Colin, any question for your former coach?
I got nothing for him. I'm just super excited for this group, and I know what you are. I know the feeling you're going through, and, I mean, this is just awesome.
Yeah, and I'm excited to see you.
All right, well, Coach, congratulations. You got back-to-back games this week with Rice Lake, the makeup game, and then DC Everest.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy week.
Yeah.
So enjoy this one because wins are hard to come by.
We'll see.
And then we're back at it with practice on Sunday preparing for a big week.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. Congratulations.
All right, thank you.
Fantastic. All right, outstanding here tonight and celebrating here with the hand clasps with our color analyst, Colin, and the coach and assistant coach, his own dad, of your Chi-High Cardinals, Jason Nichols. As Chi-High pulls it out, 61-60, got more ahead here in the postgame here on WOGO Sports, and so you want to stick around for the fiber-fast plays of the game. But again, we'll maybe cap things off. More of the Holly Bobie Names You Know stats recap. It's only fair to get to the Eau Claire North scoring and trying to tabulate that as best we could on the night. I had 12 points for Gavin Wise. Only two for Tyler Barrows. That's the number that really catches your attention.
It really is.
As he averages more than 19 a game. 4 points for Tessing Ritter. Also, Owen Rupert on the night stepping up with 15 points. So he was huge. 9 in the second half. Zach Shipman finishes with 3. 6 for Brady Andrew off the Huskies bench. Also, Robert Hutchinson was big, finishing with 13. And 5 points for Dempsey Bauer. A good effort, not enough, as Chai comes out on top, 61-60, getting their second win of the season and their first conference win.
And it's absolutely huge to get your first conference win. I mean, you hope it's earlier in the season, so then you can start to build off that. But two teams coming in here looking for their first conference win, and it's whoever wants it more. And you could really tell that Chi-High just really wanted it. They went down 9-0, and they didn't just give up. I mean, I've seen that before where you get down 9, or you go on a 9-0 run, or go down a 10-0 run, whatever it is, and you just start to, like, slowly fall apart. And that didn't happen, and that was really cool to see.
Well, again, this is the Post-Glass Post-Game Show for commercial or residential glass and recalibration of the advanced driver safety system after windshield replacement for any make and model. Call Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postglassandmirror.com. And time now for today's fiber-fast plays of the game, brought to you by 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom, your complete technology partner. Not only do they provide high-speed fiber internet throughout western Wisconsin, 24/7 and WWT offers security systems for homes and businesses, personal medical alert devices, computer repairs, and so, so much more, all with the support of local experts. Visit WWT.net or call 231-2000 today. Some of the highlights, first and second half from this contest, a Chi-High 61-60 victory sounded like.
Yep.
There's Munson for three. Got it! And the Cards lead it 8-2. Von Hayden into the forecourt. Jenkins in the right corner. Pull up Jay. Got it! Cardinals back up by two. So our second tie of the game at 10. There's the shot up and good. Munson has 8 already for the Cards. So he's with it. Munson down the far side. Pull up behind the three-point line. Gets it to Gabauer. 6 minutes left in the half. The long one from Munson. Down the money in the Cardinals. Munson's corner to score. Brady Paul, there's a shot up by Gabauer from long range, gets his own rebound right baseline. Jenkins will shoot for three and hit it! And the Cardinals just like that are within 2 minutes. And those culminated the first half highlights, and now for the second half. For Chippewa Falls as they work the three-pointer for Munson on the money, and the Cards back within three at 29-26.
my own power.
Yes, you do. Nobody else is doing it for you. All right. All right. So now Von Hayden and the Cardinals with a 5-point deficit. Down low, Kalinske for his first two misses. The shot tipped up and in beautifully by Conrad Gebauer. Wow, what a play. He's off.
Oh,
Von Hayden playing a little catch with Gebauer. Gebauer in the lane, puts up the shot off the back iron and in for Conrad Gebauer. He's got 4 in the second half and 7 for the game. And Husky, no good, missing the shot. Dylan Beck, Cardinals 3-pointer. Munson gets it for 2 more, and the Cardinals creep back within 2 at 35-33. Paul, head of the wheel, gets it right side on the near side to the Cardinals and Von Hayden. Grant, off the screen, gets it down low. Kalinske, Connor misses the shot. Oh, just so close. Brady Paul comes out of there with it. Cardinal shot, left corner is good for Owen Munson yet again, and the Cardinals within 2 at 38-36. Hi, Cardinals with the ball against the full court press. Chance to tie or maybe get the lead here, approaching the 12-minute mark of half number 2. Von Hayden into the forecourt. Cards on the attack, left to right. Grant, the talented senior point guard, driving right down the middle for the layup and a tie for Chippewa. Some of these highlights from the second half as, again, the Cards fought to tie this thing at 38, but then fell behind by 9. Gebauer on the right wing. Conrad going to drive to the hole. Basket good for Conrad Gebauer, and the Cards are within 5.
As, yeah, for sure.
And so back to a 7-point game at 49-42. Munson for 3. Got it. Ski looking for his first points of the night. And the pass comes across the way. There's the open 3 for Von Hayden. Got it, and the Cards are within 3. Now a 3-pointer away from tying it inside of 4 minutes to go.
Just so many missed layups and bunnies like that that they can't get.
That was a tough shot, though.
That was, for sure.
There's a drive. Von Hayden's cooking now, and the Cards within 1. Finish. We had a great, exciting game last night. The McDonald girls winning at home over Elk Mound. Von Hayden to the basket off the back. 2 more for Von Hayden, and the Cards go up by 1, 52-51. He's now surprised to see the Cards grab the lead with 2:25 to go. The lead and the basketball with Von Hayden on the far side, 2:20 to go.
I'd really like to see Grant to get to the rim here.
Grant in the right corner. He's going to drive. Uses
there
arms.
It is.
Then he gets another basket. Von Hayden just coming alive as the Cards lead by 4.
I saw the spacing there earlier in the last possession.
Wow, has he exploded.
He's so quick.
Yeah, and again, he was just kind of, the rust had to fall off, right, after a long time since he played. And there's the miss on the drive by Rupert, and the Huskies can't buy a basket. Now down by 4, 57-53 with 1:48 to go. Driving, Munson, baseline, block, recovered by the Cards. 2 more for Dylan Beck. Cardinals lead it by 6. And those will cap off the highlights, but again, they did lead it by 6. The Huskies cut it to 2, and then with just, what was it, a 2-point lead and the 2 free throws in the waning seconds there for Cale Dylan Beck. As the Cardinals, then the 3-pointer that Coach Pruce said he didn't even look at. He knew they had it. They win it 61-60 here at the Doghouse tonight. Colin Nichols, final thoughts?
I really don't have any final thoughts. This was just a
great
game.
We pay you big money to have a final thought.
I know. My final thoughts are just, I mean, this is such a big win for Chi High, bigger than you might realize. And hopefully they just carry that momentum for their next few games into the next week. And for Eau Claire North, you got to find a way to bounce back.
Absolutely. A good way to recap it here as, again, that was our debut edition of the 24-7 West Wisconsin Telecom Fiber Fast Plays of the Game on the Postglass Postgame Show. Postglass and Mirror now hiring for auto glass technicians, window installers, and in-shop repair technicians. Join the team today. Click on careers at postglassandmirror.com. Checking the WOGO sports calendar, always available at WOGO.com. And as we head into the double-digit days of this month of January, you can check WOGO and see that it's Alma Center. It's McDonald basketball at Alma Center Lincoln coming up on Monday night. That's a 6:40 pregame here on FM 103.1, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Join Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney for all the action here on WOGO Sports. And a lot more coming your way next week, including girls hockey as well on Tuesday night, as the girls, the Chippewa Falls Menominee Sabres, are skating against the Western Wisconsin Stars, 6:40 on Tuesday evening. And then also we've got boys hockey, the card skating against Memorial on Thursday night, 6:40 as well. Thanks so much to our video producer, Sam Aberle, to our radio producer, Stoney Stevenson. For Colin Nichols, I'm Mark Halverson. Chi-Hi with the win, going to 2-7 on the season. With the loss, the Huskies drop to 3-6 on the campaign. Cards get their first conference victory. Thanks so much for listening. This has been a production of WOGO Sports. Good night.
WOGO.
Chi-Hi Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley, Royal Credit Union, Wynn Family Dentistry, Nicolet Bank, Weirs Gala Plumbing and Heating, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, White City Glass, Holly Bovey of Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Northwestern Bank, Maurer Sperry Insurance, Quality Propane and Fuels, Metropolis Resort in Action City, Check Law Office, Post Glass and Mirror, and Bargain City Superstore. Thanks for listening to Chi-Hi Cardinals Basketball on WOGO. We now return to your regularly scheduled programming already in progress.